On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. And here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
For it is a human number.
Its number is 6.
All right, everybody out there in podcast land, time for another segment of 6 in 30, where we put together 30-second clips of 6 songs. So for you math whizzes out there, that's 5 seconds per song. So it's a little clip of the song we try to guess either the artist or the name of the song. Usually it's just the artist because the songs have some kind of theme going with them. And Mark, this first one here is... Every song has beer in the title.
All right, beer songs.
Beer songs. So I'm not a huge beer drinker. I like some beer. I'm more ciders and things like that. But anyway, there are thousands of beer songs, but I put together some here. You don't really have to get – I put the – these clips are of the chorus or the title of the song, so you just need to give me the artist.
Okay. Also, it's amazing how – our standards have lowered in this country over the last decade or two. Math whiz is a guy who can multiply 6 times 5 and get 30. That's a math whiz now?
Hey, that was division. Division.
Ooh. Well, yes. I guess you're right. Boy, we're in trouble, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Wow. Okay. All right. Let me check this out. I got my pen ready and my paper ready. Make sure you don't use a pen and paper while you're driving if you're listening to this.
Yeah, try to remember all 6 of them in your head while you're driving. But
all right, here we go. Let's check this out.
Okay, so again, I just need the artist of each song.
Okay. I must have messed up. I wrote 7 songs down. I know some of them, but I can't remember the damn names.
Oh man, you're gonna kick yourself because you know and like all of these bands.
Yeah, God, it's tough.
You want to go through it again?
Yeah, I'll do this again.
Give you one more time.
All right. That was tough.
All right.
Oh, God, that number 4. I know the guy's name. I got it. Okay.
I'll give you a hint on number 4. He's from Delaware.
I knew that. I knew. I can see his face. I can see his ugly teeth. He woke me up every morning in basic training with Bad to the Bone. I can't remember his damn name. Wait, I think it just popped in my head. Okay.
All right.
First song. First one, like... don't know, but I think it's Hanoi Rocks.
That is correct. Okay. A song called Beer and a Cigarette.
Okay. Not one of my favorite Hanoi Rocks songs, but
No.
Number two.
But it fit the theme.
Yeah. Number two was the easiest one for me, which is that was ZZ Top.
That is correct.
Beer Drinkers and Hellraisers.
Yep.
And I only got familiar with that song because Van Halen used to do it with Michael Anthony singing.
Yep.
In the club days. All right. Number three was Blood, Guts, and Beer. I think it's Tank.
That is correct.
It was between Tank and Anvil for me, so I wasn't sure. All right. So
wow, that's quite a stretch because those two aren't very similar. But
no, I knew there was some kind of beer. Okay.
Guess the right way.
Number four was George Thorogood and Destroyers.
That is right. There you go.
Yeah, so, okay. Number five, I believe, is Love Hate.
That is correct. The song is called Beer Money.
Beer Money. What album is that on? Is it on the third one?
Oh.
Or is it on the first one?
No. No, it's on the third one.
Third one. Yeah, that's the one that's got Spinning Wheel on it, right?
Yeah, Rumble.
Yeah, Rumble's Let's Rumble.
Yeah, Let's Rumble. I think that was it.
So I'm 5 for 5. Last one, which I didn't get the first time, I believe it is Saigon Kick.
That is correct.
And it's on Moments from the Fringe, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
A song called Spot 'em a Beer, which is really weird song for Saigon Kick, but I really like it.
Yeah, it's one of those songs that never really made an album, and they put out Moments from the Fringe, which is mostly a lot of demos. And what gave it away for me was Jason's voice. That's the only reason I got that, because that's not a song I normally listen to.
Yeah, I really like that song. That's the song that made me go with this theme, because I had my iTunes on shuffle, and that came on. I was like, oh man, I love that song.
Bear songs, so, let's go.
Hey.
Well, it's kind of
beer songs. Yes.
It's kind of ironic. I got 6 out of 6, and I don't drink beer. You're more of a beer drinker than I am.
Well, I might have one a month.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
maybe
one more than I have.
Yeah.
I'm
not a big fan of beer. I will never have like a Bud or Bud Light or Coors Light or any of that. That stuff, it just doesn't taste good. But
I think the last time I drank a beer or had some beer, I lived in Springfield, Virginia. Probably 1983 was probably the last time.
I was going to say, it's early 80s.
Yeah. I just don't like the taste. Sorry.
Nah.
Okay, well, you got
a lot. Well, way to go. 6 for 6.
Thank you. You got a lot to live up to. So I have a 6 and 30 for you. And this is all of these songs. You just have to give me the artist. All of these songs were in the top 100 U.S. Billboard charts in 1975.
Damn.
Which means,
and I just need to give you the artist.
Just the artist. And you were 9 years old at the time. And I don't think this one is that difficult, because I know you're going to know every one of these songs. But
this is from 73, you said?
75.
75, okay.
You're going to know all these songs, but I'm not sure you're going to know all of the artists. But
yeah.
Good luck.
All right, here we go.
Black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining?
Hey! Bullet for you, shooter for me. Gotta get a razor gun.
Scoring, scoring, rolling, go. Down Virginia's
bongo in the jungle. Well, that's all right.
Yes, wow. A lot of familiar ones there, huh?
Oh, I know every song.
But who performs?
Number two, I like the song, but I have no idea who that is.
Yeah, they're definitely a one-hit wonder in the United States. They might be a two-hit wonder in the UK. That's the only clue I'll give you for them.
All right. Let me listen to it one more time. I think I got, except for number two and six. Let me see, let me go again.
All right.
Black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining?
Hey! Bullet for you, shooter for me. Gotta get a razor gun.
All right, Danny. You've heard them twice through, and everybody out there in podcast land has heard them as well.
And everybody's screaming, "That's it, you idiot."
So, all right. What's number one?
Number one is BTO.
Yep.
No problem with that one. Number two, I have no idea. I'm going to say, oh, geez. The Bay City Rollers.
Nope. The name of the band, Pilot.
Pilot, geez.
Yeah, I think I sent you that album, too.
I think you did.
Yeah, and that's the only hit they really ever had in the United States.
Yeah, great song.
Oh, yeah.
Number three is the Doobie Brothers.
Correct.
Then David Bowie.
Correct.
Then Paul McCartney. I guess he was with Wings at that point.
Correct. So you're 4 out of 5 right now.
4 out of 5. And the last one, Bungle in the Jungle. Ugh. I don't know. I'm going to say Cat Stevens.
Nope. Oh. It was a song that was played on DC 101 quite a bit. Locomotive Breath was their big hit.
Oh, Jethro Tull.
Yep. So, yeah, Bungle in the Jungle.
Yeah, the band that won the first heavy metal Grammy.
Joke. Yeah.
I remember watching that going, what? Who? What?
Let's figure this out. How many bands with flutes are heavy metal?
None. One.
I mean, it's not Jethro Tull because they're not metal. They're definitely a rock band for sure. But no.
But when you got Metallica in the same category, are you kidding me?
Now, Jethro Tull winning in the rock category, yeah, I could see that. But the metal category, come on, guys.
Not even close, but
they dropped the ball big time in that one.
So, damn, I was 4 for 6. Shoof.
Well, I killed it, so that was unusual. So, I'm this week's winner. Woohoo!
All right, way to go.
Yeah, I can see how you're thrilled. So proud of you. could this year get any worse? You know.
Oh God!
All right, that was a good one. Hopefully, you guys out there got most of them. I don't think they were that difficult for us either this week, but it's still fun to set these up and go through them.
Pilot, damn it!
Oh ho ho! I could have gone with "You Blown It All Sky High." That's Jigsaw. Oh. Jigsaw and Pilot, I always get those two confused. Basically the same band.
Oh, yeah, me too. Jigsaw and Pilot.
The songs, they're similar.
Absolutely.
Who knows? All right, so.
All right.
Have a great day.
The Hard Rocking Trivia Show is 100% free. The hosts of the show make absolutely nothing for doing the show. It's done for the love of the music they grew up with.
All right, friends, relatives, and enemies, time for a little bit of our new segment. Well, not really a new segment, but a segment that we call intellectual poetry, where we read the lyrics of a song and the person has to guess the artist and the name of the song. Sometimes these are very difficult because, I mean, unless you sing along and you actually know what you're singing along with, the words that you're singing, these are difficult, so... We will see how you do on this one. So,
yeah,
are you ready?
I'm ready. We both generally kind of suck at this. Every once in a while, we get it, but we'll find out.
All right, so here we go with the lyrics from a song that I know you know. Okay. So here we go. I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing till they got a hold of me. I opened doors for little old ladies. I helped the blind to see. I got no friends because they read the papers. They can't be seen with me. I'm getting real shot down, and I'm feeling mean. Any idea?
Yeah, I think I know who it is, but I don't know the song yet. I believe it's Alice Cooper.
That is correct.
But I don't have the song yet.
All right, so I'll go on to the next verse. I got no friends because they read the papers. They can't be seen with me, and I'm feeling real shot down, and I'm getting mean. My dog bit me on the leg today. My cat clawed my eyes. Ma's been thrown out of social circle, and Dad has to hide. I went to church incognito. When everybody rose, the Reverend Smith, he recognized me and punched me in the nose.
No more, Mr. Nice Guy.
That's right.
No more.
Way to go from Billion Dollar Babies.
Yeah, great song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think Eddie Trunk just did a top 20 Alice Cooper.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, he does those things.
Yeah.
I listen on the Sirius XM app. I can never listen to that show when it's on live. So, yeah, it's still there, actually. If you get the phone app, you can use their on-demand and listen to old shows.
Yeah, I listen to some of his interviews. I see who's coming on, like on Twitter or Instagram or whatever, and I'll go. It's cool on the app. You can go to the exact time when the interview is or when the segment is. So
right. You can also go find in the entertainment where it says volume interviews, and it's got every interview from every single show, and sometimes you'll see some cool stuff. I listened to this was on a different podcast. I mean, they were interviewing the keyboard player from Touch, American Tears.
Oh, really?
Mark Mangold.
Mark Mangold?
Yeah. Unbelievable. I've never heard this guy before on any kind of podcast. I'll probably send it your way. I forgot the name of the podcast. It was something I never heard of. But there's a new Touch album coming out. Can you believe that?
Oh, you got to be kidding.
No, with most of the original guys.
Nice.
So, yeah, that's something to look forward to. Only Danny and I will be probably buying it, but yeah. We love that first album. The second album was cool, too. But, yeah, there's going to be a third Touch album.
Wow. That's awesome.
So, yeah. There's your good news for the day.
That is total good news. I love that band.
Right. And wow. On another note, Wigwam is back, but you probably don't listen to them.
Yeah, I don't like them nearly as much as Touch.
Yeah. Well,
they're interesting.
Yeah. But, yeah, definitely I'm excited for the Touch.
Yeah. Nice.
Don't you know what love is? Oh, and the big thing about Touch, what happened to them on the Reading Festival? They were it was Castle Donington. They were the opening band, and the lead singer swallowed a bee.
Really?
Yes. You know, don't you know it? Ah.
Yep. Yeah. Whoa.
Yep. Yeah, there's actually, I think, one or two, maybe Black Star. You can find the video for Black Star on YouTube. If you've never seen what they look like, yeah, I think they're doing it on some kind of cable access show, but Touch, Black Star can be found and seen. So
I think I saw a video of them on YouTube one time.
Yeah.
Mark Mangold had like the keytar thing.
Okay.
I don't know where it was. It was an outdoor show. They were playing outside and it was during the day.
Okay.
I doubt they played many festivals at night because.
No, they weren't a headlining band.
No.
I saw another interesting, the good thing about YouTube is you can find stuff that you never didn't know existed. Two of them, Foreigner's Blue Morning, Blue Day. There's an actual performance video for that, which I never knew existed.
Wow.
And Frankie and the Knockouts, Keep on Fighting. There's a video for it. Never saw any of that stuff on MTV. But they do exist. And was the Van Halen has a couple of it out there that you never saw. Dance the Night Away, there's a video for, but that was never really played. So, okay, I don't know how I got off on that tangent, but all right. I'll rope you back in. Okay, my intellectual poetry for this week. Sometimes we pick funny ones or silly ones. I picked one that I think has got really cool lyrics. And you know this band and you know this song, but that's the only clues I'll give to you right now. So here we go. There was a real thin line between right or wrong in those Walt Disney times when my parents were young. But the line has disappeared, and you wonder where it hides. And you want to go out, but you stay inside. What do you think? I'm glad I didn't sing it, because that would have given it away. The melody would have given it away.
Yeah, really. I'm trying to think of a song that talks about Disney times.
Oof. And it's still a staple in there. In their live set, they play it. And the song came out in 1991.
Is it Bon Jovi?
It is not Bon Jovi. Now, I'll go into the next. I can't give the chorus. That'll give it away. Sometimes the sky's so gray that you cannot see beyond it. And even the wildest of dreams can't take those lines from your forehead. Yeah, I know there's a bill, and it's going to make it its way somehow. With an excuse and a bow, I'll be playing it now. I'll be paying it now. That's kind of tough.
Wow. Is it Foreigner?
It is not Foreigner. All right. This particular band released two albums in the U.S. in their heyday. And their first album did really well. And their second album only sold 60,000 copies, which this song comes from. And they got dropped by their U.S. label. But they continue to make albums in their home country and in Europe. Oh, next line. I got run over by truth one day. Did you see the red light? Since the accident, I've walked this way. I only did what I felt right. But from this day on, it's either grow or pay, grow or pay.
That's Disneyland After Dark, D.A.D.
Correct. Name the song.
Grow or Pay. Wow, that's a good song.
Yeah. That's really, I mean, we don't really, and I, what I think is interesting is these guys, English is their second language, and I think the lyrics in this song are pretty good.
Yeah.
But now that I've said the first, you know, the first line, if you sing it, you go, oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. Exactly. That's just it. If you don't have the melody, this is much harder.
Yeah. This is.
I like that song, too.
Oh, me too. Fantastic song. Grow or Pay off of the Risking It All album, which they said on Wikipedia, which we know all, everything is true on Wikipedia, right? The album sold 450,000 copies worldwide. It sold 130,000 in Denmark alone, but it only sold 60,000 in the U.S., which is why they got dropped.
Wow. Yeah, like I was saying earlier, that's one band that I would go see on a cruise because their songs are great. Their show is great. I mean, the one video I saw, their entire stage was a gigantic couch.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is that?
There's a lot of them headlining lots of festivals in Europe or, you know, playing. And, hey, a two-string bass player, and it works.
Yeah.
He's got the weirdest-looking basses, too.
Oh, yeah, they're all of them. Like, one of them is, like, is a gigantic headstock and a real tiny head or body to the bass.
Yep.
One of them looks like a giant rocket ship.
One's an iPhone, I think.
Yeah, like really, what?
But it works.
Yeah, hey, whatever.
And they got that weird lead guitar, which sounds like kind of a cowboy, spaghetti Western music.
Yeah.
But it works.
It's got that
twang.
That hollow body with a tremolo system on it.
Yeah, sounds cool. Yeah.
The one show I saw, they started out the show, the lead guitarist was like on some kind of tower out in the audience, and he had a harness on, and he went down this wire to the stage upside down playing the guitar. It's like, holy crap. That's awesome.
I would have been passed out and drooling.
Yeah.
What's that red thing? Oh, that's his head.
Hit the stage and fall over.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
That's a band I've never seen. They have played here in LA, but I never got the chance to see them in a small club. I'm like kicking myself for not going.
Yeah.
Maybe in the future we'll get to see them, but yeah. Check out their live stuff online. Some fantastic stuff. DAD, yep. Which stands for Disneyland After Dark, which they can't say, but we all know it does.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Good job.
All right. Thank you.
Ha ha ha.